Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are certainly having their share of activity, and they have been all week. Now, we caution. First off, it was the end of a quarter. The market had rallied in corn $1.85 and a half. So, therefore, this market was due for a correction. It had hit 50% retracements on a lead continuation month or contract to the 2008 high. So, having said that, the market was due and technically in line for a correction. We started that. Then we get the report out, but we knew that the crop harvest had started early this year, earlier than normal, and therefore some of those old crop bushels are going to be either in the elevator or at home on the bin. And chances are we were going to see a commingling, because it's happened before, where you see a commingling of new crop stocks with old crop stocks. Now, the problem is down the road, those things disappear fast, and then you get revisions. But in the meantime, the market's had its chance to correct. Do we have the tops in this market? I don't think so. Probably what we're doing is giving the world beautiful opportunities to do more buying. And we know that feed grains are extremely in tight supply around the world. Barley is very tight, and you look at oats, and they're very tight. In fact, barley, I think, is the lowest since 1882. And as far as planted acres, and, of course, that's a trend for both oats and barley. And I think that corn's got to step up to the plate as we go down the road. The bottom line is, if you were to break corn too hard, what's happening? It's not buying acres away from wheat, and it needs to do so. And then as we get through the winter, it'll start worrying about what it's going to do against beans. And so I think the corn market has not seen its top. It's just that you're getting a very healthy correction, one that's been much needed. And in the meantime, the world buyer is getting a beautiful opportunity. Do we have a low in here today that's going to hold and stick before we make new highs? I don't think so. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.